food sovereignty and GMO.
Today, there are over 300,000 hectares grown with crops aimed at agrofuel production in Colombia, especially oil palm and sugarcane. However, Alvaro Uribe's administration wants to triple the area and reach 1 million hectares, although other estimations state that the area, which will be potentially planted with fuel crops, can reach 3.5 million hectares. In order to achieve this, the displacement of peasant and indigenous families from several regions of the country is a common practice. There is an increasing amount of conflicts in Colombia related to land appropriation due to agrofuels, which has caused several organizations like Friends of the Earth International and La Vía Campesina, members of the European Parliament and others, to call an international verification mission in July. According to Guadalupe Rodriguez, member of Rainforest Rescue, Colombian magazine Semana has recently published a special section on the issue of land grabbing, and it stated that the people claiming their lands are being murdered, tortured, and threatened. Only 1% of the usurped lands were returned. Some people from Tocó Forest tried to return to their lands, but found that their town had been demolished and oil palm was being grown instead. 15,000 people were displaced in this framework in Atrato alone for the implementation of the agriculture megaproject, which boom is related to that of agrofuel production. In an interview with Real World Radio, Danilo Rueda, member of the Commission for Justice and Peace of Colombia, talked about the atmosphere of institutional repression experienced in Chocó, which adds to the strong paramilitary presence in the region. Rueda commented on the corporate occupation strategy, which is supported by paramilitary operations. The article featured in the magazine Semana includes striking facts, such as the fact that not even Andalusian cemetery in Colombian Chocó Forest was respected by agribusiness. The landscape, even more than funeral, is devastating. Not only did the palm businessmen destroy Andalusia, but they also used lands belonging to the cemetery where 60 people were buried. Today, one can't tell the difference between tombs, crosses or coffins, only their remains, and above them, oil palm. The activist also talked about the mission, which will visit 5 regions of the country to verify the damage caused by the occupation of peasant territories for agrofuel production. The mission will take place from July the 1st to the 8th and will be covered by Real World Radio. Danilo Rueda also mentioned the direct links between the administration and paramilitary organizations. In fact, it has been stated that 35% of the Colombia Legislative Congress is deeply linked with the paramilitary.
You're listening to Real World News.